Three projects in Iroquois Falls are receiving an injection of cash from the province. The Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation has announced more than $169,000 for projects in the aviation and recreation section. Encouraging growth in the aviation and tourism sectors in Northern Ontario is a key priority for our government, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, in a news release. These investments will strengthen the local economy by supporting the local snowmobile club and helping the Iroquois Falls Municipal Airport reach its full potential so it can provide services to more clients, including local hospitals. The town of Iroquois Falls is getting $122,750 to upgrade and improve the municipally owned airport. It's also receiving $28,873 to develop a master plan for the facility. The Iroquois Falls Airport is used for air cadet glider training, healthcare transportation, and offers aviation services for private and recreational users. The upgrade will allow for more emergency medical air transportation flights, attract new business and prepare the facility to meet future demands, according to the announcement. Iroquois Falls Municipal Airport urgently needed an airport master plan to help identify and prioritize the key strategic improvements required to increase airport usage and improve pilot and aircraft safety. Without the provincial government's assistance, the town of Iroquois Falls mayor, council and staff would not have been able to move this crucial transportation infrastructure project forward, said Tori Delorier, Iroquois Falls mayor, in the news release. The Jack Pine Snowmobile Club is also getting $17,491 from the NOHFC to modernize its garage to reduce energy costs and provide a safer, cleaner environment.